Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we have two guests with us, Wayne Karkoff and Shauna Putnam. And first of all, good morning to you, Shauna.
Good morning,
Yvonne. We're going to start with you because you're going to give us a little background and lead us into Wayne's story.
All right, I'd be glad to. The Cass County Museum inherited a building about a year and a half ago from Marge Southman, and it needed quite a bit of work. And so we were just going to take little baby steps and renovate this building until we had a meeting with Mr. Karkoff, and he decided that he would like to donate his wonderful collection to the Cass County Museum.
And so we're now talk about that.
Yes, and now it's just rush, trying to get this project finished. And right now we are on track.
Good, because as you said, it took lots of work, and I'm thinking including a roof.
New roof, yes. New everything.
All right. And so you've had, I know you've been working on grants, you have donations, but of course you're still looking for a few more donations.
Oh, always.
Because you're always doing something.
Yes. Yeah. But we couldn't have done this project without the help of the Board of Supervisors. And it's just, when it's complete, we'll have them come and visit and see this wonderful collection of Wayne's.
All right, let's turn to Wayne Karkoff and hear about his collection. Now, can you just give a brief overall so people say, okay, that's what we're going to talk about. What is this collection?
Well, it's miniature farm buildings. I started out in 1985. Three other guys asked me to help with a farm toy show in Atlantic. So I said, do you guys care if I make a model farmstead, 16 scale, to go with the toys? And they said, if you want to go to all the work, go ahead. So our farm was a century farm in 85 where my dad was raised. So I done the whole farmstead, and it got out of hand after that.
Yeah, you got hooked on this project, I think. And yeah, it's been going ever since. And you're still building.
I'm still building.
So I'm not sure when that's going to end. I guess till the day you die or something else bad happens, you're going to keep on building because it's so fascinating. What fascinates you about it?
I don't know. I just like working with wood. Uh-huh. That was my favorite subject in school, was shop. And so it just, and I find a building that I want to do, and I just go get permission
And if the building's there, do you go and measure it,
yeah,
take pictures and so on?
And if it's not just a picture now, I've done enough of this that it gets pretty close to being accurate.
Uh-huh. I'm sure, Wayne, that as people come and see this, it brings up so many memories for them because some of those buildings are gone.
Yeah. Oh, about half of them are gone that I've got now.
How many buildings are there?
This one I just finished is number 78.
And what's the biggest one?
The Lewis School Poly.
Uh-huh. And, okay. And that's like, I think,
five foot by 3 foot.
So we're not talking nitty-bitty things. You said,
no.
Are they all 1/16?
No.
They're different.
Like the Ferry House, it was a smaller building, so it's an inch to the foot. And then there's some, well, the Big Red Barn was 90 foot long and 50 foot wide. So I had to make it half inch to the foot, so it's 45 inches, and the sidewalls is 40 foot high to the eave. It was a big barn.
Yes. Now, yeah, let's talk about some of the, you've mentioned the school, Lewis Schoolhouse. You've mentioned just barns in general. Where all do these barns come from? Where have you traveled?
Oh, I've been to Minnesota, Illinois, South Dakota, Nebraska. I've displayed in Kansas. I've been to Kansas City twice to display. I was up to Dyersville in the National Toy Museum for 5 years. Had a different set of buildings every year. And
met lots of interesting people, I'm
yeah,
guessing. And they have stories to tell you?
Yeah, that's why I built this Big Red Barn. This guy was there up at Dyersville. He said, you ought to see my Big Red Barn. And so I never, he told me how big it was. Then probably several months later, the phone rang one night, and he said, you probably don't remember, but I told you about my Big Red Barn. Well, I'm in Atlantic right now, and I would like to talk to you. I said, well, so
you
he
got
came
together.
Out. He came out the next morning because they'd been to California and on their way back to Illinois. And so we set up, and when the Farm Progress Show was in Illinois, a different, or in Iowa, then went and stayed at Davenport and went the next day. Mm-hmm. This was 30 miles south of Moline.
And so it was worth your trip to see this big red barn.
Yeah.
And now we all can see the big red barn only in miniature. And I think that's one of the great things about this. You're really preserving history, Wayne.
Yeah.
All these things that are disappearing.
Well, just like our original farm, our century farm, all the buildings are completely gone. There's nothing left.
But it's good. Yeah. You know, you're the positive part of that. Yeah. Now, we've mentioned barns. We've mentioned the Lewis School. What other kind of buildings do you have?
Well, I've done the Fletcher Chapel Church, the Fletcher Chapel Store, or the Fletcher Store, mm-hmm. that was south of Atlantic on 71. And I've got different round, and I've done Lindemann's building, and I've done 8-sided barns, 9-sided barns, 10-sided, 11, 12, 13, and 14-sided barns. The 14-sided one was in Illinois.
I never even knew that many sided barns existed. Did you when you started this?
No.
So this has been a learning experience
and
for you.
My
too.
Nephew looked on the computer and he says there's a 16-sided barn and a 24-sided barn that you ought to build. And I said, they're too close to being true rounds, so mm-hmm. I won't build them.
And you have true round ones also.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, Wayne brought a whole lot of pictures. Too bad we don't have TV here so you can see all these pictures. But some of them in the pictures are partially finished. Are they that way on purpose so people can see the inside?
Yes. That happened to be a corn crib in Missouri. It's 8-sided. There's a ramp up the side. You drove the horses, or I think it was mules, pulled the wagon load of corn up. There's a turntable in the top, 14 feet in the air, and they could turn it around and dump corn out any place they wanted to in that 8-sided corn crib. There's only two of them ever made, and this one was about ready to fall down. The other one was gone for years.
So again, I've said this, but I have to say again, the importance of your preserving the past and the history is incredible here. I think people are going to be in awe of seeing the buildings, but then what you're saving is just incredible, Wayne. And I'm sure people have told you that, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, and say, oh, I remember, and tell you a story.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
do you have a favorite? This isn't fair, but I'm going to ask you. Do you have a favorite of all those 70?
It's either the big red barn,
uh-huh.
but everybody else's favorite is the old barn that's fallen down.
Oh. And where was that barn?
It's in my head. Somebody, here it is.
Okay, it's got stuff growing up through it. It's
got a tree coming out of the roof, and the roof sags, and the roof bows, and the bull's been through the gate, and probably shouldn't say this, but says the damn bull. And he's standing in the gate, and that's... A lot of people say that's our favorite one.
Oh, really? Well, I'm sorry to say that kind of reminds us of a lot of barns, because that's what's happening to barns.
Well, that's what one of my friends said. You build all these neat ones. Why don't you build one like we see?
All right. So
it was harder to build that than it was a straight one.
I bet.
There's braces in it to hold it crooked.
All kinds of challenges you've had to meet. What about the materials? That fascinates me in terms of the shingles and the siding.
All the... buildings start out as a 1x12 piece of pine lumber, and I cut it all down. The shingles are mainly redwood, but this new one is Western Red Cedar. I bought a board, and the board was 12 feet long, 8 inches wide, and I've got a piece 3 foot left. The rest is cut up in little shingles on that. There's over 5,000 shingles on that.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's just mind-boggling. It's just incredible. And, you know, we could talk for hours, and we still wouldn't be able to tell people what this is going to be like, what they need to come and see it.
Yeah, they have to see it.
So when are they going to be able to do that, Shona?
We have several large tours coming in September. One of the tours, the name is the Dutch Masters. It's a large antique car group from Pella area. And so that is our goal. You have to pick a date and shoot for a certain date.
That's
and
right.
Hopefully it will be set up and ready to go the day before, on the 13th.
On the day before, all right.
Friday the 13th.
Yes. Okay, well, we want to thank you very much, Wayne Kirkhoff and Shona Putnam, for being with us. And I know we'll be visiting with you again, because this is just too good not to talk about. It's sort of the time, you know, we haven't had any rain here. But remember, timing has a lot to do with the outcome of a rain dance.